Thousands of Iraqis are searching for relatives who vanished during the rule of Saddam Hussein. Until now, families were afraid even to ask about their fate. Some charitable groups are collecting cemetery records and police files. And despite the odds, families still hope to find their relatives alive. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from southern Iraq.
Iraqis are hoping for the kind of reunion that Haider Ali experienced the other day. He sent a message to his family and then came home from exile in Iran. After 30 years as a missing man, he embraced his weeping family at a border checkpoint in the Iraqi desert. Less fortunate men stood at the same desert checkpoint holding photographs of their relatives, asking passersby for news. Some Iraqis call their missing relatives mafkudin, lost ones. They were arrested, executed, exiled, or simply disappeared years ago. The government never bothered to announce their fates, so their families still wonder. There's no precise count of those lost, but it wasn't hard to find their families during a trip across southern Iraq. Last week, a man burst into a government office in the city of Alkut and slammed two ID cards on a desk, photographs of his two missing sons.
He has prisoners before and say, why you are... Why at yet you didn't bring my sons?
In that same city, residents insist that hundreds of prisoners are still alive in an underground jail. People even said they heard voices and convinced the U.S. Marines to dig beneath the bombed-out building. They found nothing. Down the road in the city of Sawera, college professor Thar Aladari made his own effort to find a missing brother. Police arrested his brother on April 12, 1991, as Saddam Hussein's forces put down a rebellion in Shia-dominated southern Iraq. Thar's brother was 18 years old and had a possibly fatal tendency to discuss current events with people he believed to be his friends. The police blindfolded my brother, he says. They handcuffed him and threw him in a car. Witnesses came to tell the family, and the family never heard anything more. This month, Thar Aladari visited the abandoned headquarters of the Sawera police. In a ransacked room, he found a single sheet of paper that mentioned his brother.
They found papers in this room.
How many days ago?
April 9.
It was 12 years since the last sign of his brother, but the paper only confirmed what Thar already knew, that his brother had been arrested. In this small village, 70 young men disappeared at the same time, and not one has been heard from since. Today in Sawera, the father of one of the 70 began organizing a group to pool information. Abdellah Bas Khreis has already made a pilgrimage of sorts to Baghdad, but he found no news there. Today, he pointed toward his son's photo on the wall of his house and offered what sounded like a bargain with God. Take my eyes, he said, and return my son. Malik Ibrahim Khalif knows that young man's likely fate. Malik was in a Baghdad prison himself in the early 1990s. He was freed after a year in what the guards called a charitable gesture by Saddam. But he estimates that most of his cellmates were executed. Some were killed right in front of him.
I saw kids with us, youngs like the flowers. They killed him. In the start, they killed maybe 10 guys. I have good relation with them. He go to the paradise.
Malik has been out of prison for 11 years now, living in his home city of Al-Aziziya. Yet people still approach him, asking if he might have seen their relatives while inside. Muslims of the Shia sect tell a story of avoiding certain death. In the story, soldiers tried to capture a holy child known as the 12th Imam, but before the soldiers could kill him, the boy disappeared. The Shia faithful say he never died and will return again at the end of the world. That story comes to mind when you talk to Ramzi Hussein Ali, who waits stubbornly for his brother to return. Fazi Hussein disappeared on a university campus in 1980 and Ramzi has found no sign of him for 23 years. He even left the country to search for him among Iraqi exiles.
Even I went to Jordan, asked some people outside.
In 1994.
Asking, do you know something about such a prisoner?
He found nothing. Asked if he believes that his brother could really be alive, Ramzi Hussein answers, "Our mother feels that he's still alive. What she feels, I feel." Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Al Azizia, Iraq.